Here are some of the different styles. You see that one, which is kind of a symmetrical 11-spoke. We have
39-year-old Daniel Finke makes and sells high-end performance car parts, like the fancy high-tech wheels he's pointing out, for race cars and luxury cars. His office sits in the corner of a pristine warehouse. There are large computer screens with perplexing schematics on them and car wheels sitting in random locations. Like many startup business owners, Finke was looking for the ideal place to set up shop. For his company, called FinSpeed, proximity to the race scene and property price were top priority.
We were thinking about Daytona Beach. We were thinking about Macon, Georgia. If we could be in Missouri, we wanted to, because I have an 8-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter, and both of our parents. My wife is from Glasgow and I'm from Bowling Green.
Then he got a call about a place in Moberly.
And I happened to be coming through here, so I was, you know, hell, why not? And this was the first one we looked at, and it really, I thought, well, it's too big. I can't afford it. It's out of our price range. And it really was. I mean, we were looking for like 6,000 or 7,000 square feet. This is 12.
But thanks to tax abatement on the property by the city, Finke was able to afford it. He signed the lease in 2010. Finke, who identifies as fiscally conservative and socially liberal, says he used private investments and personal financing from a local bank to get FinSpeed up and running successfully without federal help.
I would have trouble sleeping at night knowing that my neighbors on either side of me, their tax dollars went to fund my business. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't have a negative view of people that use that, and I think there's a good place for it.
Indeed, state and federal incentives apparently do matter to small business owners. Those incentives, along with tax rates and regulations, top the Thumbtack poll as important issues related to the success of the owner's business. For Finke's business, fair trade sits atop the list of key concerns this election.
If we had fair trade, half of what we make would go overseas. I just sent a quote to a gentleman in Singapore, and the cost of the product was less than the cost of getting it to him and his goods and services taxes and everything that his government put on it.
So knowing all this, I wondered which candidates Finke would vote for. When I ask about the Missouri U.S. Senate race between incumbent Claire McCaskill and Republican Todd Akin, Finke reaches for his water bottle.
Man, I'm really conflicted on that one. So, you know, Senator McCaskill's done a great job in some areas. I like how she's thrifty. I like how she looks at things. I think on some of those big picture things, she's missed a little bit. I don't think that means she's done a bad job. The whole Akin comment, that's just, you can't be, that's something, he can apologize for it, that's fine, but that disqualifies him, in my opinion.
He's referring to a comment Akin made saying, quote, legitimate rape rarely results in pregnancy. Here, Finke actually continues to wrestle with his answer for another minute.
That comment by Akin, I don't know the guy. I've done a little bit of research on his kind of his positions, and financially, I agree with him more than Senator McCaskill. But I really can't answer it. I don't know how I'm going to vote on that.
And what about president?
I'm going to go with Romney.
And what's the big reason?
Trade agreements. I think that's just, you know, that's a huge part of why our economy is the way it is right now.
As I was leaving, I asked Finke just how sure he was voting for Romney. His answer, 90%. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.